Good morning. So, as we start our fifth year of Shirim, I wanted to dedicate Be'ez Hashem a large portion of the upcoming winter for a new series on Hilchos Tefillah. We dealt with Shabbos for quite a while, basically for the last 4 years, with some breaks. But we'll start now Hilchos Tefillah. Be'ez Hashem, we'll get back. There's some items of Shabbos that we did not finish. We'll get back to that Be'ez Hashem in the future. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us the koyach and time. So, in Hilchos Birkas HaShachar, you have your page, as my father suggested, with other people over here in the shir. I put numbers on the sheet to make it easier to find. We will start with the Gemara in Brachas of Samech with base, number one, top right side of the page. The Gemara says, goes through the Birkas HaShachar, and two interesting things the Gemara points out. Let's start. The Gemara starts, it's a little bit in the middle, but what's related to us, in the first line in the middle, it says, Kishama kol tanegoylo, when a person in the morning hears the rooster, Leima baruch Hashem nosal nasech vibino lafchin b'yoyim v'naylo. So you should say a bracha. He gave the seichel to the sechvi. Rashi says sechvi could mean either the rooster, or it means the actual bina that Adam has. So you say a bracha when you hear the rooster. Kipasach eine, when he opens his eyes, lein baruch bekeach ivrim. Kitoritz v'yosiv, when he sits down, gets up and sits down, lein baruch mati arsurim. Kilovish, when he puts on his clothing, lein baruch malvi sharumim. Kizoki, when he stands up, lein baruch zoki kufuvim. Kinochis le'aro, when he goes to the ground, lein baruch ukarot salamayim. Kimazge, as he's walking, lein baruch machim tzegover. Etc., etc. The Gemara goes on. Every one of the brachas relates to a pe'ula, a ma'is that a person does. And interesting enough, we're going to skip just a few lines. And the Gemara says the following. Kipari sudra al-reishi, when he puts a hat on his head. Le'er baruch oite yisoh v'tifaro. Kimis'atev b'tzitzis. Le'er baruch shal gishav tzitzis v'tzivano l'hatik nitanet b'tzitzis. Put on tzitzis, you see tituf. Kimanach tfilin adari, puts his tfilin on his hand. What is this doing over here? That's already Birkas HaMitzvah. We're doing a mitzvah, putting in tefillin, talis, putting in tefillin, we do a bracha. That one is Birkas HaYidol, as we'll see soon, to say thank you to Hashem for giving us the strength, the power, the ability to get up in the morning, the ability to walk, the ability to sit down. What does this have to do over here in this sequence? And the more it continues, the Gemara at the end, the last two lines of this piece of the Gemara says, Ki mashi yadi, when he washes his hand, again, tias adayim is a bracha because of mitzvahs. Ki mashi apei, when he washes his face, and then the Gemara goes on, basically again to the thank you to Hashem on things that we have. So it's interesting that the Gemara groups together all these brachas, even though some of them have to do with a specific mitzvah that you're doing, some of them are just saying thank you to Hashem. So we'll get back to the Be'ez Hashem. Hopefully, based on what we can learn today, this will be understood. But what's clear in the Gemara is that these brachas are done as a person progresses and does the pe'ula, the action that relates to that bracha. When he sits down and then he says matir surim, he goes on the ground, he says machim mitzad gaver, everything is done as a person does it. As a person goes, that's what he does. Now, So that's what we see in this Gemara. Now, another thing the Gemara says, let's say we were talking about, is so there's two things that happen when the Gemara tells us this statement. First of all, you have to do the action or enjoy that specific thing that we're talking about. He hears the rooster. He says, and he says, right, he puts on his shoes. He says, Mechim Tzei Gover. But if he doesn't do that, the Gemara does not refer to that. Second is he does it as he goes and not doesn't do it in one shot like we do, as we'll see in a second. So Toisus right away, number two, below the Gemara, the Toisus says what happens if you don't actually do it? And Toisus refers to two different cases. The first Toisus speaks about the rooster. Says Toisus, what happens if he doesn't have a rooster? We don't have a rooster. We don't have chickens. So we didn't hear it. Says that we don't have to. You don't have to actually hear it. We're just saying thank you to Hashem for the fact we're able to differentiate between darkness and light. So the chicken is the one, the rooster is the one who recognizes it. Even if you don't have the rooster, you still can say the bracha. That's case number one. Case number two says, Taisis, Kimpar Sudel Reshe. The Gemara says that when he puts a hat on his head, so he says, Oita Yisrael Betifar. Says the Taisis, V'huadin Lechol Koiva Achol Kisri. Now look at Taisis' second line. V'davka Shenena. Only if he puts the thing on his head. Avlim Einu Nena. Kegon Shu Shaychev Lemitas. He's laying down in his bed. Lo Yivorech. Lo Yizuv. Lo Mabi Sharmin. V'lo Yibrochas Gertzabem. Kevan Shaloi Nena. So it says, you need, you must enjoy that specific action, that specific pe'ula. If you didn't enjoy it, you can't say the bracha. That's what he says. What about a rooster? He says rooster is different because you're not really saying thank you for the chicken. You say thank you for the light. So that light, you don't really have to have it. But anything that you don't really enjoy directly, you cannot say a bracha for it. That's what Tosis says over here. The Rosh goes with the same halach of Tosis, just adds you two things. Tosis said the Rosh in the left side, the number three. So we're going to start at the top line in the top, and towards the end, Umiyim lo shama kol tenegol, did not hear the sound of the rooster. Yochav vayich bracha zu shein eloi do lamakom shasul bino ve'avano ubanu kol tzakenu. So he can say a bracha because he knows there's light. Tafim yesh adam b'vayis ofel yafchim b'yasayoyim al de'akad tenegol. You can do it any if you don't have it like the things it starts with. So the rooster is different. Then he says later, and that's like the next piece in the Rosh. So he says the following. End of the line. Anything you're doing for your enjoyment. Doesn't enjoy it. Didn't enjoy it. You can't do the bracha. Now that's number one in the Rosh. So first is you have to. You must enjoy it. Second point. You do it in order, like we do in shul. Why? Because when shaking of nikiras, if your hands are not clean, ain't levarchon. So first of all, a person maybe his hands are not clean. If you do it straight on your bed when you're putting your shoes, you maybe not be clean. Says the Rosh a question. Had amrin kol brachos kulam levarchon lemoiv alasiyosom. Hi, we have to do a bracha right when you do it. Here you put in your shoes, and an hour and a half later you say a bracha in shul. It's not right away. So says the Rosh. Hi, you bring us a mitzvah. That's only when you say a bracha on a mitzvah. So the Rosh tells us two points, not like the Mashmos of the Gemara. Number one is, the first point is, what we said for Tosis is, you must enjoy it. Number one. Number two, can you do it after the fact? Not in order that you're enjoying the action. And the answer is, you could, because Birkas Soido, you could do even when you're not doing the actual act, even if it's later. That's what the verse says over here. Now, the Yerushalmi, number four over here on the page, Lechura says not like the Rosh. I mean, Lechura the Rosh is not like the Yerushalmi. Because the Yerushalmi speaks out of Birkas Soido and tells us the Birkas Soido needs to be done right away. What's the case? Hayayoshe v'beis akise v'beis sefir kiryo. It's a place where you can't do brachas. Bathroom, Beis HaMechitz. And he hears, we're talking, Mishami speaking about, that he hears the thunder. Or he sees the lightning. You have to do a bracha. Bracha Yisrael Bereishis. Bracha Shekoich Lekvarosom Aleholom. It's a bracha Soido. But he's in the bathroom, he can't do it. So it says like this, Im Yochalo Tzuch V'Levarach B'toch Kedei Dibur. If he's able to right away leave the bathroom, say the bracha, Yetze. V'im Lav Lo Yetze. Then if not, it doesn't go out. Why? You can't do the bracha. After Techede Dibur, you can't say the bracha anymore. It needs to be done right away. Similarly, the Yerushalmi continues, Rabbi is not dressed. If he can be able to cover himself and say it right away, you say it, if not, not. Why? Why have to say it right away? According to the Rosh, because so you do, you can say the whole day. Say it an hour later. So you see the Yerushalmi old, you have to say it right away. So in the Yerushalmi, if you're passing the Yerushalmi, you can't say the brachas later. You have to say the brachas right when you do it. That's what goes out of the Yerushalmi. Now, the
Bracha
Corona benching time, then. Yeah, so is a little different because that's on the equal on the fact you're digesting. So they're just eating 72 minutes, you can do the digestion. That's really real. Right. So the Rishonim bring, now what do we do with this concept? Do we have to do it? How do we do these brachas? Can we do it after the fact? If you look, And can you do it? And the other topic is, can you do it when you're actually not enjoying it? A person doesn't have shoes. A person is not putting on a hat, right? Can you say the bracha or not? So the cowboy, right, who collected a lot of the shittas of the Rishonim, brings over here, if you see right below on the Rosh, right below number 5, he says, Mam posh la minig b'chol ha'aretz ha'seil, the minig is everywhere, la omrom al ha'seder, to say it in order, meaning to say it when you come to shul. V'cheni nivgar, that t'roi b'aram, sh'agoyin l'seder, skul ha'fiu lo yosa ha'maise. You don't, even if you didn't do anything, both, you don't need the maise, and you do it in order. Shelo alat so bil vodim mevorach. He don't say it himself. El al kol oil mevorach es Hashem shasa kol atoyv es akos tevei lo tamid lakol. He says you can say thank you Hashem for giving people hats on their head, for giving people shoes to their feet, for having people have clothes. Even though he didn't do that, even though this bracha doesn't apply to him, the bracha is for the whole world. So you don't have to do it if you didn't do the maise, and you can do it later in order. That's what the kolba says. What to do then? Yeah, that we'll get to that. That's part of the issue. That all base is based on that. Do you need to have the bracha or not? Do you need to enjoy the maaser or not? The Rambam argues. The Rambam holds both things, not like the kol, not like the kolbo brings. If you look at the Rambam number 6 at the top of the page, says the Rambam, no gu om birevireinu levor bracha zelu zuachar zu besakneses. Do you do it in shul like the kolbo brings? They do it in shul like we do. Say if they had the chiyus, say if not. Say if they put in shoes, say they didn't put in shoes. They say the brachas, like we do. V'tosu, says the Rambam. V'enro yiken, v'lo yikro bracha elim ken yischayabo. You can't, it's a mistake. You have to actually enjoy the action to do the bracha. Says the Kesa Mishto, the Bishy Yosef, says on the spot, the Rambam is arguing both things. Look at the Kesa Mishto. Kloima shtei toyo yiso yisi, they make it 2 mistakes. You're doing it later. You have to do it when you're enjoying it. Say if they enjoy the fat action or not. Don't do it after the time. Don't do it if you didn't have chiyuv. So according to the Rambam, it's very clear. The Rambam holds, you need to do the action and say the bracha right away. You put on your shoes, you say the bracha. You put on your hat, you say the bracha. That's what you should do it. Anything else is wrong. The kolba says, our minig is not like that. We do it later, and even if a person did not enjoy the action. That's where the big machlek is in the Rishonim. Now, what's the pshat in the kolba, our minig, to do it later? First of all, that you do it without enjoying the fact. You could say, it's like the kolba says, it's because the world has that enjoyment, so we just say thank you to Hashem for that. Okay, but how can you do it after the fact? Maybe you want to say we hold like the Rush. That the Rush holds that what? The Rush holds that you could do a Brika Soidah after the fact. And not like the Yerushalmi. But we may favorish Paskin like the Yerushalmi. And this is not on the sheet. It should have been on the sheet. It's not on the sheet. Is the Shulchan Aruch Simon Reish Chav Zayin brings the Halacha, no argument. Shulchan Aruch says, Hayayoy Sheva Beis Akise, sitting in the bathroom. Vishama Kol Ram, he hears a thunder. Or he raw a barak, or he sees a lightning. He can't do the bracha tochet dibur, you don't do the bracha. So you see that we hold because you don't need to be tochet dibur, not like the Rosh. So why do we do it later? If you look at the halacha, the Shulchan Aruch brings, we'll get back to the Shulchan Aruch in a second, but the Shulchan Aruch says, we'll start with the Seivav. Seivav, even though it's a side point over here, just to get to what the Goyen says over here, do you say the bracha nois alay of koyach or not? Because the Gemara did not mention it. Says the Ramah, achaminik poshus bnei Ashkenazim loyimro. Ramah says it's a minik to do it, we do it. A. B. Then we go to Sif Ches. Kol ha-brocha se'elu, says the Shulchan Aruch, lo nischai be'ezamem, he didn't have the bracha, he didn't do it. Kegoyin shloi shomo kol tanik, he didn't hear the rooster. Or shloi holach, he didn't walk. Or loi lova, shloi choger, he did not get dressed, and I put on a belt. Say the bracha without the Shem Hashem. And probably that's the Sfarad that we know. Why? Like the Rambam says you can't do it if you didn't enjoy it. Says the Ramah, even if you didn't enjoy the act, you do it. Created, you didn't do it for your own enjoyment. So again, the Ramah puts in here the minog. There's the Avkayach is a minog. So the Goyen, when he sums it up, He brings the sheetus over here. Oh, what is the mark? Where is the minhag? That's what I want to try to explain. What does it mean is the minhag? If the chur, the Ramah says it's a minhag, so what should we do? So what if there's a minhag? The chur, the halacha, the Rambam, we always go with the Rambam. In general, we try to go with the Rambam. Says not to do it. So the Goren points out, he brings, let's start in the right below, the Goren is number 11. Tezvav, he brings all the sheetus that we learn. Right? Kenkos of a Rambam, Bishim Rambam, Mikol Bishim Goyini, because you can't push the Minog of the Rambam, Kor Togel. The Rambam says you can't do the Baruch if not, because Shalor Yavarech, Chekos Batesis, the Atur. He brings it, he says there's a little difference because they hold that a rooster is okay. Ends the Goyen. Vidai Kamoy Shekos of a Linear Dali Shaimin, I mean in Kanis Kaleil. What's in his Kaleil? So the Goyen brings what it's brought down, Masechet Soifrim, and it's a Gemara. Yerushalmi, really, it's a Gemara Bavli. Anybody who learns Daf Yomi just learned it recently. But the Yerushalmi says it's much from a Feirish. What's the Yerushalmi say? If you look here on the side of the Goyen number 12 in the Yerushalmi, it says, "Im yovil yovil yoyimar shecholtzim b'mino." That's what I want to bring down to this Yerushalmi, because that's what the Gemara Menachos mentions. If the Yulion of Ovi says that you'll do chalitza with a shoe, you know, the minik chalitza that you do for Yavama, you do with a shoe, shoyimim loy. She'ein cholzim a sandal, but not to use a sandal. Ain't shoyimim loy. If you don't know, he tells us you're not allowed to use a sandal for chalitza. You don't listen to him. Why not? Shari Arabim nagu lachlitz a sandal, because the minig is to use a sandal. That's all. The Gemara Bavli says the same thing in Menachos recently. We just saw it. And the Yerushalmi adds the following line: Ve'aminog mevatel es halacha. When you have a minog Yisrael, even though the halacha is not like that, you go with the minog. The second serving ends with a line, which I should bring maybe over here. It says that's only if the minog has a mucker, has a good source, has a good reason. And just someone made a minog toast, there was a few people got together, and today you see it. You go to a shul that started 3 years ago, the minog of the shul is do like this. So where's the minog come from? That's what we did 3 years ago, we did 2 years ago, we did today. That's not a minog. The thing is that you have a real source, why are you doing it? So nice, so what does the Goyen say? The Goyen says, L'chur da'alokha maybe should have been differently. That you don't say a bracha later, and you don't say a bracha if you didn't enjoy it, but the minhag is vata halacha. So the shayla is, but what's the pshat in the minhag? How can you do it later? If you're doing it for, no, we paskin halacha l'maise, that if you're not enjoying, you can't do the bracha later. So why we do it? So how do we understand this, the minhag that we have, the Goyen says, like the Ramah says, that you do a minhag even later? Yeah.
You can't make a bracha.
It doesn't matter.
In other words, putting on your clothing, putting on something, that's something that's consistent, that's constant. So there's no shayla of like, when did you?
No, so you want to say that because the clothing are you the whole time?
Right.
Okay, so maybe clothing, you're right. I hear the taino. So clothing is still on you.
Right.
Oh, but what about hearing the rooster? What about?
Yeah, woke up.
The Mefarshim bring this Yerushalmi as a riot against the Rosh. They bring it against the Rosh. That the Bishayser says. The Yerushalmi, I like the Rosh. But I hear you saying maybe that's a continuous thing, and that's only one time thing. Okay. Yeah, I hear. Good. But I want to make a different shot that will explain the whole thing. Will also give us a little more of an understanding of these brachas. What's these brachas going about? The Gemara Menachos, again, anyone that Fiyami learned very recently. The Gemara says the following. Tanya, number 7 on your page, in the top. Tanya, you have to do 100 brachas. What does Hashem ask you from you? From you, you learn 100 brachas. How do you know from you 100 brachas? So, the Rashi says, because the word ma means mea. You say it mea. Tosfos says that the word ma, you do a atbash. Of the word ma, it comes out to be tzadik yud. Tzadik yud is 100. Tosfos brings all the number of letters that you have comes out to be the number 100. Whatever it is, we have get to the maskara for this pasuk. You have to have 100 brachas, some kind of idea. He comes and he says something. It's a Shabbos Yom, you don't have so many brachas because the bigger one is smaller. So he adds psalmim and he adds fruits, and that's the big discussion. This is not the topic today. Maybe one day before Yom Kippur, we should talk about it. What do you do in Yom Kippur? Big machlokes in the place came. Should we go and try in Yom Kippur to do many brachas to get to 100 brachas or not? And everyone brings it. Really, machlokes say the hayoim and the shlo. Do we say the brachas or not? Say the hayoim says, try to do psalmim, try to do that. That's what people bring to shul. You say mini psalmim and ask me psalmim and anoisim reacto paris and all these things to add to 100 brachas. Shlo says, no, Yom Kippur, you don't have to do it. That's part of Yom Kippur that you don't. You're fasting. It's a day of tinies. It's a day of that so we're out. We also don't do 100 brachas. Not to the shlo holds. But that's the side point. Do you have to fill up or not? What? He doesn't say because the problem is Ma'ariv brachas when the shaila is how do you do psalmim? The Seder Yom says you do psalmim a few times a day. So shlo says no. If you're in the same room with the same psalm, you can't do it a few times a day. That's what he's bothered by. Right? Okay. Now the more continues is the following. Tanya. There's three brachas that they do every day. Well, which brachas are they? Eloem, Shosani Yisrael, he made me a Jew. We say Shaloya Sani Goy. We'll get back to that in a second. Shaloya Sani Isha, he made me a woman. And Shaloya Sani Bur. And did I make me a Bur in Amoritz? You heard his son saying it. You don't say Shlosh Ani Bur. Rashi explains because a Bur in Maisa also is Chayav B'mitzvah, so we're not saying it. Shlosh Ani Ovet. You don't say Shlosh Ani Ovet. So that's what we have. Shlosh Ani Isha, Shlosh Ani Ovet. And we hear the Gir say Shlosh Ani Yisrael. Question is, they say Shlosh Ani Yisrael. Why do we say Shlosh Ani Goy? The Bach is bothered by that. Why we say Shlosh Ani Goy and we don't say Shlosh Ani Yisrael? So the Bach says, in the end of the day, the Taz really says it that way. Pshat is we use the Losh of the Taz more. The Taz says, the reason we say Shalom Yisrael Goy is because saying Shalom Yisrael means Yisrael is better than something else. If a Kishbol created a Goy also has something to do in the world. Maybe he's going to be a Ger. So you can't say, I did this and not that, because that also has something. But Shalom Yisrael Goy is, he didn't make me that, he made me something else. I mean, I'm not saying one is, but whatever Kishbol created in the world, it obviously has a need, it has a usage, so I'm not saying that I'm this and that's something else. I'm saying, but, you know, Baruch Hashem, Kishbol gave me the ability to be a different option of what his Ratzon is. And that's why the Isha says, she can't say Shalom Sani Isha, Shalom Sani Kirtzoinai, she says she did it, Kishbol did it with my Ratzon, that's what it is. And I get into that, it became today a very hot topic, but that's not a topic today. But the mice, the many hold, many bring that harvest there, and the tour says that really the question of the Bach, why we don't say Shasani Yisrael, because the Bach is bothered why the Argmore says Shasani Yisrael. We don't say that. They say it's really, it was the censorship to fix it. The Gemara had a gear such as Shasani Goy, and the censor took it out. Shasani Goy, what's the problem being a Goy? Say Shasani Yisrael, you said Bracha, I'm a Jew. But say that. So we have these three Brachas. These are three Brachas a person has to do every day. Why do I get these three Brachas? Why don't we get these three brachas? We have other brachas. Right? Suddenly, these three brachas, we mentioned so many brachas. Which is the Gemara and brachas, which is mentioned, all the other brachas that we have. Three brachas are being excluded. Says the Rabbeinu Gershom, look at the top of the page on the left, is number 8 over here. Rabbeinu Gershom says, Chayav Adon Avorach Gimel Brachas, Mishuhach Yom HaChayav Sheashar Brachas Mevarchon Al Tzoyich Dover Maise. Every other bracha that we do because something happened to us. Right, a person got up in the morning, Pekach Ivrim. He put in his clothes, Mahabisharumim. Right, he sat down, Matir Surim. But here, you're not doing anything, you're just bored, you're alive. Therefore, that's part of the 100. So, meaning, why are these three brachas excluded? Because these three brachas are different than the other brachas. You're not doing anything specific, you're just born. You're born, you're saying, Shalasani Goy, Shalasani Ovid, Shalasani Isha. That's what he's saying. Just saying Shvach, what you are. So that's what it is. That's what they explain. Now this goes in with the Gemara. The Gemara says, Chayav Odom Levorach Mea Brachas V'chol Yom. Does he need to say 100 brachas every day? There's a big discussion also in the Poskim. Also, that's not the topic today. Is it a Deraiso? Or it's only Derabanan? To say 100 brachas every day. But the Maaseh, we have a din to say 100 brachas. So you say 100 brachas. Now, part of it, the Gemara says, as the B'rishri ends, V'gamem B'chol Ameel. It's to get to 100. The Bishayse, by the way, brings a whole list. They try to figure out what's our 100 brachas every day. What is it? Mr. Brewer brings it too. In our simon, we have brachas. I do the cheshbon. He brings over here. You see, Ibrahim, I'm just going to quote just to say some of the list. You say Perikas Hamapil, and you say Tiasadayim Vashay Yotzar. He says you have 16 brachas in the morning because of Shachar, 3 because of Torah, 22 with because this isn't filling. And then that's what you do. It says it's for another 3. And then you have Baruch Shomer, Yishtabach, and you have the brachas of Kriya Shema before and after. And kids, so we add up, and the Shema really says, really, it comes out to be more than 100. But the point is that Chazal gave us many brachas to reach the number 100. So these 3 brachas, as Ibn Gershom, why we say these 3 brachas? Nothing really happened this day. So he says that really adds up to the 100 brachas. Part of it is to add to the 100 brachas. So obviously there's a brachas Seidah over here. Every morning that we get up, because Bog gives an neshama back, we're saying a bracha that we're not a goy, we're not a oved, and we're not a isha. Ramon Shapiro, Zechatzal Yavroch, always used to say that what does it mean, Shaloya Sani goy? He didn't make me a goy. He didn't make me a oved, an eved. What do you mean, make me? Who are you? Who's the me that we're talking about? Right, that line doesn't sound right. He didn't make me a goy. Well, I could have been something else if I'm something else, not me anymore, it's somebody else. So you say, you see from here, this is a big yesod, also not the topic today, but that me is something deeper. All the elements of who we are, being Jewish, being a male, being a free man, being that's all above the ani. The ani, who I am, is something much deeper than that. That even a yid is above that. It's kivyachol something above that. That it's a very, very deep concept of us that, so to speak, a person could have been something else. Anybody who hears about something called a gilgul, there's a concept a person could go and go into someone else's body, become a gilgul. There is a concept that who's me, when a person refers to I, it's a very, very deep thing below all the layers of everything that we have, even being a yid. That's what he says, shalos ani, me, whoever me is, I could have been something else. I'm a yid. So that's the bracha we say every morning. It's also because of your dog, because we'll give it back. But it really, like a bit of Gersh points out, why is it excluded? It's put on as a 3 brachas on its own? Because now a real because of your dog, something happened to us. So with that, we can go and understand something. Comes out from here that we have 100 brachas. We have 2 elements of the brachas that we're doing. We have a because of your dog, we say thank you for Hashem for things we do. And another thing that we have is we have 100 brachas we have to do every day. And this really explains, in this siman that we're talking about, this is siman involved in Shulchan Aruch, that he called Hilchus Birkas HaShachar. In this siman, the Torah Shulchan Aruch sticks in here, the idea you have to do 100 brachas every day. Look at the Torah in the left, right, in the right side of the page, bottom right side, number 9. Ramah, he speaks about the 100 brachas you have to do every day, in this siman, and he says the following. V'alt ken tiknu chachomim eilu ha-brachas sedar ha-oilom v'anagosom lehashlim me'ha-brachas b'chol yoyim. Chazal gave us brachas that have to do with what we do every day, but there was another intention to get the 100 brachas. Person has to be very careful. He says, you could add, we disagree with that, because it says, Baruch Hashem, you have to say thank you for Hashem, everything he gives you every day. That's how the tour ends, that's how Mr. starts the simon. So what is these brachas? You're not allowed to enjoy this world without a bracha. You have to do a bracha for everything you enjoy. You can't enjoy the world without a bracha. So the Torah combines it together. You have 100 brachas, plus, you enjoy, you have to say thank you. So actually, there's 2, like you say in the Gemara, arkeve atrei rachshe. You have your 2 elements here that are pushing this thing. You have the 100 brachas, and you have the brachas aridol. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch, going back to the Shulchan Aruch says, when he brings the halacha that you could do the brachas later in shul, like the Rosh says, the Kolbo says the Shulchan Aruch, Steve Base, Chashav Mei Shein Adayim Nikir is because our hands are not clean, we got to pay out Me'ar Rotz Hashein, and Yodim Oysa, many people don't know the brachas. No gul is Sodnir Beis HaKnesses, you say all the brachas later in shul, Foyi Amen Achev, Yoy Tzvei Chavos, so that's you say Amen. That's Base. Steve Gimel says the Shulchan Aruch, if you say 100 brachas, why does the Shulchan Aruch say that? What does that have to do over here? So the answer is because this is part of the idea of the brachas. And really, I should bring the Sif Dal. The next thing is, that's the next Sif. Because that's the Hemshach of the Gemara and Menachas. Meaning, the brachas of Shachar have 2 elements to them. A is obviously is brachas Soido for whatever we have. But Chazal gave us this Birkas HaYadah as an order to get to the 100 brachas we need to get to. So there's 2 concepts over here. concept of honey brachas and concept of brikas harido. So maybe with that we can explain. Of course, usually when you have a regular brikas harido, brikas hashvach, you have to do a toch kedei dibur, you can't wait. You can't do it later. But here, there's another element over here, the honey brachas. The honey brachas is something that you can, we're doing it just not, we're doing really a honey brachas. Chazal misadim, and what do you enjoy? So therefore, even if you don't, the minute you enjoy it, you could do it later. Maybe that also explains the idea that we do it later in shul. Even though, so obviously we have reasons, because the hands are not clean, because the meharot says all these things. Okay, understood. But l'chatchila, you should do it in order of the, of what are you doing? So we say, no. Adrabah, the reason why we're waiting for later is because there's another concept of these brachas. These brachas are not only brachas ananim, which is something which we have to do right away, and we have to do it as we enjoy them, but there's another element of the 100 brachas. That maybe explains our minog. Because really, this is the main concept, the 100 brachas. We mainly go and do it with the brachas ananim. Now, lemaise, so we hold that all these brachas we do, first of all, we do it later, that's the minog, to do it afterwards, meaning vata alocha. And the Ramah says we do it even if a person did not enjoy it at all. You do a bracha for the oilam. The fact that we have it, that the world has it, you say this bracha. Right? But there is an exception to that. What? Before what?
Like, get up in the morning, let's say, a lot of people have been saying bracha before they come to shul.
Yes, according to that, you could do it even before. Before you could do it even before. So, right, I'm saying, because from the Kobe, what is the Losh of the Rosh speaking about the recovery to Ari? Rosh says he's still in bed, he didn't do it. So we all do the brachas even if he didn't do it. Now, I will add, maybe, because there's some sharing the whole, they have to do it, maybe better to do it after you get dressed. So you have that as well. But I mean, well, we know he does not get that. Even a person does not have, he says the brachas. Yeah, let's say you have pajamas, and you know, for right, I'm saying. But we hold that these brachas, in other words, we hold halacha lemaaseh that these brachas do not have to be if the person is not enjoying it at all. There are more paskins. I feel like ischab in mevarich. They ain't a bracha dav kalatzah. The vokel kishbochu bracha tzochei oilam. Bracha the bracha tzochei oilam. You want to be yaitz all the shittas. You do it after you do it. So there is the exception to this rule is what everybody knows. Everybody's naik. Is there's two brachas that people are very makpi not to do. If you didn't do it, which is has to do with sleeping. The Shai Tshuva brings, if you look at the Shai Tshuva in the bottom, number 13 in the page, the Shai Tshuva says, I had a teres kenim, cause the Shai near balayla velo yoshe kalayla, someone's up the whole night, he didn't sleep. Lo yoymai look at neshama, v'amavishena. Don't say look at neshama, v'amavishena. Because she's skiing moi, moi, goi, moi, Yeshua. Then he brings that reason that says he does do it. Why? Like we say, all the other brachas you do. So he says, right? So that's what he says. He ends the piece of Tshuva, the Shai Tshuva. Really, I didn't bring the whole thing. It's a very long piece. So you look at the one line before the end of the Vedad or back, brocha, maybe Shane is like the Ksas. Kachoim well, Atsa, maybe Shane or Me'ain, so have a boy. And get conventionally, Yosha Lain, I'm okay, Mirzud, Loshak, Balamash, and Ogisholim of Arch. So he brings the idea. The Shai Tshuva brings the concept that this is, it doesn't really apply to both, but really, if you think about it, it really applies to both. When you're saying a bracha, Matir Asurim, Zaykif Kifufim, Rukai Tzalamayim, you're saying to the world, you could say, this is not for me. We're saying, thank you, Takarish Bracha, about the world. Now, by the way, just to end, really ends the last Akuda. Usually, because I know you can't say in the world. I'm not saying in the world, if someone enjoyed something in there, you know, he has you're smelling something, I'm going to say brikas harech. I can't do it for the world, because the Kishmuel gave it to the word reach. But here, Chazal gave it to us, not for us, because it's part of the 100 brachas. So 100 brachas, I'll say that in us, maybe you're enjoying it too, but really, it's all a different concept of our brikas harech, that's our minhag. Says the Shai Tshuva, that's all good when you're saying it for the world. But I'm saying a losh, which is me. Hamavir sheino me'einai. Who's the one half a pie? Kishmuel was taking sleep from my eyes. That's me. It's a very personal one. And l'chura, that's also l'kai neshama. Eloi k'ai neshama sh'tzav to be to'i riyya. You're speaking about me. You're speaking about personal bracha. Personal bracha you can't do if you didn't enjoy it. So that's why, says the Shai Tshuva, it's really the he brings that teraskeni that says that you don't do the bracha if you didn't sleep the whole night. And the Arizal that says you do the bracha. He adds it as part of the thing. You would say even though he didn't sleep at all. But because we have that, the place can say it differently because of that lashon. So we should wear paskas, that's the only thing that we have. And these two brachas are brachas that you have to hear someone else to say the bracha. You have to hear somebody else because these two brachas are the brachas that if you didn't enjoy him, you have the issue because it's a very personal bracha. But other brachas, al pidin, the we paskin, even if a person is not doing it, not wearing shoes, and not having a teres, we could do it. The only reason to be back is because you want to be choishish to the Shulchan Aruch, to the Rambam, it says you have to enjoy it. We don't pask like that. That's why we push it later. That's why we do it even if you're not enjoying it. So all the other brachas a person can do even if he's not didn't enjoy it. And these two brachas are the only ones because they're very personal bracha. One more thing, and I have to just behind to see if we'll maybe get back to it next week, is the Birkas Atilas Yadayim. Birkas Atilas Yadayim, there is a shita that it's a machlekes. When do you do Atilas Yadayim? And there, the Mishabura brings a machlekes l'maisa. Maybe we'll dedicate the shir next week for this. But Atilas Yadayim is one bracha, which is the other extreme. We're saying over here that really the Ikar Adin is you say the bracha as you're doing it, as Losh Lagamara. But we pushed it off to the shul because it's, you know, that's the minute we push it off to the shul and it's okay because it's for 100 brachas. Atilas Yadayim is something which the it's a machlekes chayodom. And the Shai Tshuva, when do you do it? You do it when you wake up, or you wait to do it in shul? And Beis Shul will get back to that. Some hold, and the Mishnah brings up Yir Halacha Maaseh, that you should delay it. You should not say it right away in the morning, you should say it later, because it's something which has to do with davening too. So except the fact that you wash your hands, you also have to do it, you know, in preparation for davening. So Beis Shul, I think we should go back to that next week. Just to end what we started with, the Gemara and Brachas, Gemara tells us, all the brachas that you do in the morning. The morning goes to the brachas that you do this, you do that, you do that, and it sticks in there the idea of talis, of tefillin, and it feels a dime. So what does this have to do with that sequence? The whole sequence speaks of brachas aridah. So you pick a brachas of mitzvahs. But according to our understanding of the brachas of shachar, that really it's part of the 100 brachas. That's the main focus of it. That's why we do it even if we didn't enjoy it. That's why we do it even later. The Gemara is just misadir, what's our brachas to get to 100 brachas? That's the idea. We're saying here's your sequence in the morning to get to 100 brachas. Here are the brachas of nanim that you're doing. It's not even a real brachas of nanim. You could maybe do it later. Here's the brachas of nanim. Then you have some brachas of mitzvahs. And that's what we add up to get to 100 brachas, like where Menacha says. That's why it is in one sequence. So maybe the B, the pshat. So just to summarize over here, we have brachas of shachar. The minhag Ashkenazim is that we could do it later in shul. And then we could do it even if it's not enjoy it, because it's really a way to add up to get to the 100 brachas. Ma'ashem shel me'imach. To get the 100 brachas every day. We'll see how it goes. Come over here.